we will do it. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 1 through 4, the Bible says, "For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth." Verse 2, the Bible says, "And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name.
All right.
Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God." Verse 4. "Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married."
Yes.
Africa.
Well, glory.
Not forsaken, nor forgotten. Our Father, this hour, we invite your presence into this house. God Almighty, in the few minutes that we've been here, we've experienced your presence.
Yes.
In a very special way, we have seen you heal.
Thank God.
We have seen you restore. We have seen you feel.
Yes.
And so, Lord God Almighty, we want to pray this hour that you maintain that presence, your presence in our midst this hour. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. What is wrong with our continent? What is wrong with Africa?
Come on,
and what can be done about Africa?
Come on,
can money save that continent?
No.
Can any other social activity save that continent? What is wrong with our continent? This continent that was once a superpower.
Yes.
What is wrong with Africa? This continent that was once the home of the greatest queen that ever lived, the Queen of Sheba.
Mm-hmm.
Who came with gold and silver to visit Solomon.
Far.
What is wrong with Africa? This great continent that was the home of the Jews for 400 years. They fed the hungry Palestine nation. What is wrong with Africa? This great continent that was once the home of Simon, the man that will help Jesus carry the cross to Calvary, a man from Cyrene, a city in the northern part of Africa. What is wrong with Africa? This continent that was once the home of the fleeing Messiah. This is where Jesus stayed when Herod wanted to kill him. What is wrong with Africa?
Yes. Amen.
This continent that was once the home of our great history church fathers. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 59, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear." But verse 2, the Bible says, "But your iniquities, your sin has separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you that he will not here." Israel was in trouble. Israel turned away from God. In chapter 59 of the book of Isaiah, the Bible says that God's presence was gone out of the people. Because they had done iniquity, they had sinned against God of glory. And Isaiah asked the nations the question, is the hand of the Lord shortened that it cannot save? No, the hand of God is not shortened that it cannot save. Are the ears of God deaf that he cannot hear? No, God hears very well. Then what is the problem?
Hallelujah.
And Isaiah looks at the face of the people and tells them this. Your iniquity and your sins have separated you from the presence of your God.
Right.
When Israel departed from the presence of God, in chapter 60, in part of chapter 61 of the book of Isaiah, God's condemnation, God's judgment, walked into the houses of Israelites. They lost their cows.
Yes.
They lost their calves.
Yes.
They lost their camels. They lost their children. They lost their daughters. They lost their money. They lost their wives. They lost their husbands. Israel became bankrupt. And God said, if you will turn back to me, I will restore back everything that you have lost. If you turn back to me. If you read part of chapter 61, there are millions and millions of promises that God gave his people. I will restore back your former glory. I will restore your daughters. I will restore your sons. I will restore your camels. I will restore your silver and gold. And I will restore my presence into the house that I used once to dwell in. And Israel heard the voice of God, and Israel turned their faces to God. And God began to heal a sick nation. That is the problem with Africa. Democracy is not going to work in Africa. The problem with our continent is departure from God.
Exactly. Yes.
Whenever a people decide not to serve the true God, that people have invited to themselves the pestilences that once God put in the houses of the Egyptians. Once a nation decides to turn their faces away from God, they are so much as such vacant and welcomed God's wrath and judgment into the house. Sin is destroying our covenant. What is wrong with South Africa? One of the most wealthiest nations in the continent of Africa. They've just been independent from Netherlands for the last 4 years. What is wrong?
Right.
They are not comfortable. They are not satisfied. The Zulu people in South Africa, they want their own independence from the rest of South Africa. What is wrong? Sin, iniquity. There is nothing that can fill the soul of man like the presence of Jesus. You can give somebody money, you can give them a beautiful house, you can give them the most expensive car, but as long as that heart is void and empty, that man will still behave like the devil himself. In the book of Isaiah, we read of a nation that once turned away from God, but they have come back to God, and God is starting to heal.
Hallelujah.
And one of the greatest promises that God gives to this coming back nation is that, listen, Israel, I will not hold my peace. I will restore Jerusalem. I will make Jerusalem a righteous city.
Amen.
There will be light in Jerusalem.
Oh,
The Gentiles shall come here and see the glory of God. And I will give you a new name. God, I believe in my heart tonight, this morning, that He will give Africa a new name. This man is optimistic. I'm not yet to be pessimistic. This man is not discouraged. This man is not cynical. This man is hopeful. This man has faith in God, that God is going to turn the tide on Africa, and Africa shall have a new name. The Bible says, thou shalt be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What beauty.
I will make you one of the most beautiful looking people on earth.
Right.
I believe that when the final and the last chapters of history are written, the last verse of the history book will read, and Africa got restored again. We have seen war. We have seen drought. We have seen famine. We have seen societies torn apart. We have seen sicknesses. Most of the worst diseases in the world, they break up from Africa, whether it is Ebola or whether it is cholera or whether it is malaria. We have seen them, and we have seen sickness take away our loved ones left and right. What is wrong? My wife and I have been seeking for answers to this question. While we are seeking for answers to these questions, the Holy Spirit seems to impart in our heart that you can do something for that country. You can do something for that continent. I am determined this hour that I am going to do what I can, God helping me, to lift up Jesus in that so much darksome continent. I am not afraid anymore. I am not pessimistic anymore. I am persuaded that the God that I serve will give us a new name. The Bible says, thou shalt get a new name. Thou shalt no longer be termed forsaken. Neither shall thy land be termed desolate. But the Bible says, thou shalt be called Hephzibah. Mm-hmm. Now that word means my delight, my joy, my pride. Is there anything today, as you look from Egypt down to the coast of southern tip of Africa, mm-hmm. as you look from the eastern regions next to the Indian Sea, Indian Ocean, from the land of Somalia to the western coast of Monrovia in Liberia, is there anything that God can say, this is my delight?
My God.
How many times have Americans airlifted help to the heartland of Ethiopia, to the heartland of Somalia,
yes.
to the heartland of Sudan, and right now the American forces are engaged in an evacuation process, evacuating the Americans and missionaries from all over the world who are at the brink of death because the African nations have turned their guns against them. Is there anything that God can look and say, yes, this is my delight?
My God.
But I'm here this hour, child of God, to tell you that don't give up on us. God has not forsaken us yet. God has not forgotten us yet. God is still in the process of raising up a new generation of men and women who are going to take up the horns of Satan and rebuke it out of that continent in Jesus' name. The Bible says that I will give you a new name. Thou shalt be called my delight. Thou shalt be called Hephzibah, my delight, and thy land be your, because I am going to have a new wedding ceremony with you. I'm going to get married to you, Africa, again. Don't get me wrong. There is a lot of missions work that is going on in Africa right now. There are a lot of big-time preachers who are holding big-time crusades. In fact, some of them are holding crusades in one meeting, over 500,000 people gathered together in an open field to listen to the gospel, something that America has never been able to see. But this is just but the beginning. I believe in my lifetime, as Jesus tarries, that we are going to see millions gathered together and lift up the name of the Lord and sweep away and back the storms of Islamic faith.
Hallelujah. Right.
One of the most dangerous religions that is squeezing Christians to death is the religion of Islam. And that religion is becoming a dominant force in the African-American families in the United States of America.
God have mercy.
But to my shock and surprise, I was listening over the radio one of the days, their leader, Mr. Louis Farrakhan, holding one of his big-time crusades, and he told the people that were attending the crusade that don't go to Jerusalem or Bethlehem to look for the birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus was born in Georgia. Jesus was born here. Jesus is me, and you are looking at the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I said, right, there we go. We are on our way to trouble. And if pastors and preachers of the gospel can embrace this man and consider him as one of their own, the church is in trouble. Africa lost the glory of God because they allowed heathenism, idolatry, and evil gods to come into the doors of our continent. And now it seems like America has opened their doors wide for Muhammad Gaddafi and the Iranians and the Iraqis to plant their hate right in the very doorsteps right of this once a God-fearing nation.
Right. How sad.
Don't buy it.
No, sir.
Stand straight against it. It's coming to ruin the country. It's going to take away your daughters. It's going to take away your sons. It's going to take away your camels. It's going to take away your money. This religion is a religion of death.
Right.
Where God has called us in Kenya, my wife and I, to go and labor, it's not a greater city. A lot of preachers want to go back to Kenya and get started in Nairobi, one of the most beautiful cities in Africa, probably. Because there you can survive easy, you can get a hot dog around the corner, you can get a ham, you can get this and that. But when the Lord started speaking to me about a little country city, 90 miles inside the country, not many preachers want to go in there. I asked him, Lord, why me? He said, Gabriel, because I love those people too.
Sure.
I died for them too. I would like them to be with me in heaven too. And if you care so much to love me, you have to care for my sheep.
Right.
And they are part of my creation. And so I'm sending you to them.
Hallelujah.
It is in the countryside where the only amount of rain you receive a year is probably 4 to 5 inches. And for the most part of the year, people have to depend on yellow corn from the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
But God is sending me there because he had told me that I am about to do a new thing. I'm about to change the nation's name from being desolate, from being forsaken, to being my delight and my bride.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
That's why this man is not about to be discouraged. That's why this man is not about to give up. I am just studying.
Yes.
And God helping us this summer. We want to go back there and start taking our cities back for Jesus Christ.
Thank God.
I was sharing with Pastor Randy last night. I told him that I have a vision in my heart. This summer, when I take a flight from the United States to Nairobi, I am believing God that He's going to put 3-acre piece of land in my hands for the ministry. I am believing God that this summer we are going to see a church planted in that city. We're going to see crusades held in that city. I am not about to be discouraged. I am not about to give up. But when I talk to most of my friends, they say, "Brother, are you sure you want to go back there? Home is always the best. And the best place for me to labor at is in the midst of those who are hurting the most. Because they will appreciate your help the most."
Help him come.
And so I am determined to see and be a part of what God wants to do in Africa. Would you like to see God raise that continent from discouragement? Would you like to see the glory of God restored in Africa again? Would you like to see Jesus becoming Lord in that continent again? Would you like to be a part and vessel of those people who will cause God to translate and change the name of that continent? Pray with us. Pray with us. You have the greatest opportunities now to touch lives that are 13,000 miles away. I've talked to some of my friends in the Holiness Church, and they tell me, "I'm not going to Africa, brother." "Why are you not going to Africa?" "Because they tell me that there's a lot of sicknesses and they are not doctors." It's true. My house is 14 miles from the city. There is no way I can call a 911 for an emergency situation. You have to believe God for healing. Yes, it's true. We don't have a drive-through restaurant to pick up food in your car. Yes, it is true. We don't have running gas and running water in every house. But still in that kind of problem, God's glory can be experienced. How many of you believe that? Hallelujah. And that is why I decided to call our ministry Beulah World Evangelism, because God is getting ready to get married to Africa again.
Hallelujah.
God is getting ready.
Ready, Lord.
The wedding bands have just been bought. The wedding gowns and the tuxedos have just been bought. God is getting ready to have a wedding ceremony with our continent again. And the glory of God will be restored into that house. Why? In closing, the Bible says in verses 6 and 7, "I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. We shall never hold their peace day or night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent. And give him rest, no rest, till they establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth." God is raising up men who will not sleep until God restores the glory back in the house. I want to be one of those watchmen who will stay awake 24 hours a day. I want to be one of those watchmen who will never give God rest for the sake of our continent and for the sake of the whole entire world, until the glory of God is restored into the house of God.
Amen.
I am one of those watchmen that will intercede for that continent 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, until we see God's wedding take place, and until we see Islam defeated, until we see paganism defeated, until we see superstition defeated, until we see all the animism defeated, and God become God in every house. Gabriel, that is a great mission. Oh, the God that I serve is a great God. The God that called me is a great God. I don't serve a limited God. My God is able. The Bible tells me, "They that call upon the Lord shall not be denied." You can be a part of this world. Reclaiming ministry through your prayers.
Oh God.
You don't have to come to Africa to be a part of this ministry. You can be right here in Highway of Holiness and shake the foundations of Africa by your prayers. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And we are here this morning, my brothers and sisters, to tell you, don't give up on us. God is still working on us. Don't give up on us. God still loves us. Don't give up on us. If, just as Brother Colin said a few minutes ago, if we can both of us agree together,
yes,
to change Africa,
yes,
Africa shall be changed.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I want every head bowed and every eye closed in this service this morning. You might never go to Africa. You might never step your feet in that so-called the dark continent. But right here, you can start to experience God changing that continent. God restoring that continent. God healing Africa. God saving Africa. The newspapers writing new headlines. Africa has become the glory of God.
Yes.
This can happen.
Let it be so, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want to pray for everyone who is under my voice. Some of us right here have heard very discouraging news. And they say it is over with. It cannot be done. But God, I pray that you let these men and women to put on the eyes of faith and through the windows of God's word, what God is able to do. Only if we have as little faith as the mustard seed. I pray that God, in this church, you will raise up men and women who will capture the desire to pray for the restoration of the African continent. Bless these your people, dear Lord, and make their hearts so much become like a well of living water, so that they can help those that are helpless. I wanted to take time this morning to pray for Africa. That's why we came. I want you, wherever you are, you might decide to come to this altar, you might just choose to kneel where you are, that's fine. But I want you to take some few moments this morning to please pray for Africa. That God will restore peace in that war-torn country. These altars are open for anyone tonight, this morning. Take some few minutes and pray for our continent. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These altars are open for all of you this morning. Speak some faith prayer to that continent. That God will restore the glory into that covenant again. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen.